Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friends. This is me, Muhammad. And I wanna send actually the second voice. As I said, I wanna record 10 voice in this week. And this is the second one. And I hope that would be useful for you guys. I really try to create something that would be funny and interesting, and you know, and somehow that's related to English, because I think that's the reason, you know, you want to listen to this, because you're seeking some way, you know, to have a kind of reinforced for your speaking skill. Not a speaking skill, no English skill in general, not just speaking. And so, you know, I've just read a lot of, you know, voices that's related to English learning or learning English. And I've tried to be selective, just selected some, you know, pretty great stuff. And I'm gonna share it with you. I hope you find it helpful. Yeah, and I can guarantee you that would be helpful. It is helpful. Okay, but what is that would be a point I want to talk about. It's very important, you know, that's related to one of the, you know, AJL's lesson. AJL is a kind of English teacher. If you, you know, recently coming to this platform, maybe you cannot actually recognize him. It's very famous English teacher, and you know, a lot of people, you know, they're using this application, Zawachanos, they're used, you know, his courses, and it's amazing, it's undescribable for sure. And this lesson, I want to say, this content actually, that's related to the VIP's lesson. You can find it with this name, VIP's lesson. I cannot remember exactly what was that exact name of that lesson, but yeah, I can't really, if I really say that, I can identify, you know, what was that. Because it's not kind of thing I recently just listened to that lesson. It just happened long times ago, but I can't remember clearly what was that content. That's a reason, you know. Yeah, I think I'm gonna actually taking some photo, you know, some screenshot from that lesson, and put it in this page. If you know you want a general information, the kind of original, not general, original information, the main information, you can very easily just check this out. Okay, but okay, what is that with the content, you know? You just talk about so much, just say what the hell is this. Maybe you think, you know, I don't know, with yourself. It's but you know, he says, AJ Hawk, people all the time, they just come and, you know, asking some question like this, how they can, you know, have a very huge improvement about learning English, and so fast, and you know, the something that would be so fast and so much huge, how they can do that. AJ, he just said all the time saying, you know, the best way is that Kaizen way. Kaizen, it's kind of Japanese, you know, word, and does that mean you have a kind of progress little by little, you know, just try to create your way step by step, not, you know, jumping and, you know, have a kind of crazy stuff. No, just little by little, you, for example, listen to something in English, maybe just for 10 minutes per day. But you know, you're doing that every single day, you know, with a kind of constancy. He just said, you know, that's the best way you can do that, but okay, I'm kinda, you know, give up. I'm gonna tell you something that cause you find kind of way that's making very huge progress for you. And what is that would be that way? The way is that, you know, you have to accept something with a lot of intents. Some cases, in order, you know, in some aspects, that would be kind of painful. Not some aspects, exactly, that would be painful. And also, you have to do it in a short time. It's not kind of thing, you know, you have to doing that like Kaizen way, you know, for whole long, for whole life, actually. No, it's not. Just doing that, you know, for short time and, you know, with a lot of intents, you cannot doing, you know, keep on to that way, because it's not really sustainable for you. If you do that, you're tearing apart. Not like he didn't say, you know, I'm saying this, you know, with my words. It's kind of rude, you know, to saying, you know, tearing apart, but, you know, falling apart. Yeah, that's better. You're falling apart if you do that. And you break down. Yeah, it's a kind of phrase he just used, I think. You break down if you're doing that all the time and, you know, with a kind of constancy. Because it's so much overwhelming. And that caused you being frustrated about that things. But if you want a very huge change, very huge, I don't know, very amazing, not modified, I don't want to use this word, what is that would be better for changing, another alter, you know, for you, you have to choose something that would be with a lot of intense and also, you know, in a short time. Just said, you know, his work in a kind of rehab, I don't know, what was that? Something, you know, social work. Yeah, it's a kind of social work, you know, you try to help to some people, they're addicted to the some drugs or alcohol or I don't know, some stuff like that. And he just said, you know, that's not people, they're not quit unless they're facing with a, you know, some situation that would be intense for them. If they're using some drugs, you know, and, you know, it's just just that would be negative. It has a kind of effect for them, just a little bit, and they become upset or something. Just has a very, very, you know, tiny effect on them. They're, you know, they do not have a, it's not possible for them to change, you know, their attitude, the bad habit actually. But if they achieve to the bottom of that things, you know, they lose their family, their, you know, healthy and, you know, everything, it has a value for them. They cannot keep on to that way. And that's the actual point, that's a spot there. You know, it's so much, it has a lot of, you know, intense, you can't see it. When you achieve to the some point, there is a no value for the, you, know, to sacrifice. Yeah, you're sacrificing your value, you know, in some cases. So, you know, they do not have anything to lose because they're just lost everything already. In this case, there is a kind of alter that's gonna happen for them. What is that? Would, you know, in I want to say, you know, it's not about the time, it's about, you know, kind of intense thing. And as I say, it's that would be so much painful. And he just said that's the reason he all the time suggests it's his suggested to people is that his recommended to people, I have a kind of problem with this word, to people, you know, there must choose some way like Kaizen, you know, cause the other one actually, it has a lot of intents and, you know, it's not gonna work for people if they do not have a kind of serious target. Cause when they're facing with a kind of lot of pain, just, you know, do the easy thing, they just quit. They do not keep on to that way, and, you know, when you just give up, so, you know, there is a no progress for you and everything that just start to break down. So why you wanna do that? But if so that's the reason you're doing that things, you know, in a short time. But also it has a very, very enormous impact on your life. For example, about English, as I said, I want to talk about English, and it's not my example, it's AJ's example. No, you want to learn English, but you do not have so much passion. And you being impatient, impatient, does that mean you do not, no, it's not your tendency to wait to, you know, for learning English. You wanna very, very, you know, suddenly learn a lot English. How you can do that? You must put in yourself on some situation. It has a lot of intents. How you can do that? What is that would be the English type of this, you know, thought? Is that, you know, when you deciding to travel to some, you know, small town from, you know, that's actually belongs to the United States, and, you know, some, I know, small village, something, and you just being surrounded by people just talk in English. And, you know, you have not another choice. You all the time have to talk in English if you want to be survive. That's crazy. No, you have to, you just imagine, you know, you don't know anything about English and you just travel to that country, and you, if you don't talk, you cannot, I don't know, eat, you cannot drink. So, you know, that would be inevitable actually for you to forcing yourself in somehow to, you know, have a kind of interaction with native speakers, isn't it? It is. So, you know, I cannot really imagine, you know, without, not for me, okay, I can't really, you know, right now, if I really go somewhere, you know, people just talk in English, yeah, I can't very easily talk with them in English, but for me, maybe, I don't know, future, I want to learn, I don't know, Spanish, or, I don't know, Portuguese, or, I don't know, some other language, some strange language, maybe they just use in a, some, I don't know, in somehow that would be in a remote village, so somewhere that would be out of reach. So that's so much crazy, and, you know, actually that's freak me out, you know, how, what is that gonna happen? But, you know, the kind of force of, you know, survival, when you try to be survive, and when that would be inevitable for you, so, you know, you try to talk with them. After, you know, not even, you know, for so long, you know, in a short time, you can't see, you can't talk with them, with their language. I'm pretty sure you can find a lot of people that have the same experience like this. No, they just immigrate to, for example, United States, and they can't talk in English, because if they wanna live in there, they must do that. So, you know, also we can use this stuff for ourselves. For example, you're just saying, I want to record my voice for 10 times per week, more than 10 minutes. It's crazy for you if you haven't had any experience before, and that's the first time you want to, you know, do that. That would be crazy, but what's a shot? Just do that. Just break that stupid, you know, barrier that just stop you, and you know you can see after that short time, a week, very enormous breakthrough that gonna happen for you. Breakthrough means very huge, you know, progress in a kind of positive way. Okay, I've just sucked too much. I'm sorry, I really tried to explain the whole thing. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. Bye for now. Take care and bye for now.